Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. Hiawatha with a couple really competitive close games. Unfortunately, they'll come up on the short side of the first two against Troy by 2 points, 59-57, and then last night in overtime against Horton, 67-63. And Coach, the good thing is, I mean, your team competitive, having chances to win. I'm sure it's been frustrating because not able to quite close it out and get the win in either of these first two games, but certainly your team competed pretty hard and I'm sure learned a lot from these first couple of games, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. Both those games were really close and really exciting to watch and be a part of. So that was a good experience for our guys right out of the gate. We've been in a couple nail biters here, and they have played hard. And unfortunately, like you said, came out on the wrong end of both of them, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. And we're just going to have to keep plugging away.
You talked, I know, last week a little bit about just the time that it may take a little bit. You're doing different things than these boys are used to with you and getting acquainted and such and the expectations. So what have you learned about your team from these first couple games, or where do you feel like, you know, some opportunities are for this team after watching them in action now live a couple times against an opponent?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't feel like we're panicking or we don't feel overly discouraged or anything like that. As you mentioned, kind of a new group, kind of and a new coach, so it may take us a little while. We were hoping to win or hoping to get off to a good start, but we certainly kind of knew that there was high possibility that we might be a team that was going to be more targeting towards getting better as the year goes or being better later on than we might be right off the start, so. And that's probably apparent.
I'd say the offense has to be encouraging as well, just with, you know, some different guys that have showed you the ability to score. I mean, you knew Cameron Boswell would probably be a top contributor, and he's had double digits both games. But last night, Michael Jensen scores 22. You had Ethan Morton with a pretty good offensive night as well. So are you encouraged by the guys building some confidence and some things you've seen offensively?
Yeah, I do think we have some pieces there that we should feel good about. Like you mentioned last night, Michael Jensen was scoring the ball and being aggressive to the rim and really making plays for us. You know, Cameron Boswell, you mentioned, he gets a lot of attention from the defense and draws some pretty close coverage, but he is an excellent shooter, and that's why he gets that type of defense. So he's very capable for us as well. Ethan was a scoring option and a scoring threat late in that game for us last night. Kind of a physical ball handler guy for us. So there's a good piece there. And, you know, Braylon Steven Morgan has been a nice piece for us, too. A guy with some size that can play around the basket and score on the interior. And he's made a three in both games, too. So he had some offense as well. So we got some things going, you know. If we could just get a little coaching along the way, that could be all right, you know.
I'm sure that'll be no problem. But you got a schedule that doesn't let up much. Marjo Mount Academy off to a pretty good start. Your next game on Friday, and then Sabetha and Silver Lake before Christmas as well. So, you know, with a couple games under your belt now and three more coming up here in December, you have 2 days of practice here today and tomorrow. What are some of the areas that you feel like, I mean, I don't know if you can practice late game situations or just, you know, how to close them out, but what are some other things that you feel like you're going to be spending more time on in practice here in the next couple days?
Well, some of it will be the stuff that we've been doing, you know, just making sure that we understand where to be and how to get there and get there on time and stuff, whether that's on the defensive end or whether we're changing some stuff around that we run. But again, just getting the guys going, make sure everybody's mind's right and not feeling discouraged and not losing track of what we're doing, and just know that we have a plan and making sure that everybody's staying tight. That's all.
Well, best of luck. Nice to have a slew of home games at least here to begin your season this year. Coach, look forward to following your team throughout the season, and best of luck here in your upcoming games.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Coach Brady Jasper of the Hiawatha Boys. The Red Hawk Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.